And you're very welcome back to Lifeline Now. I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Brendan Madden. Good morning to you, Brendan.
Debbie McMahon, how are you? Good morning to you. Lovely to hear your sweet dulcet voice again.
Oh, I know. It's been a long time, Brendan. When was the last time you actually left here for the final day?
The final day, it was April 2006.
God. Where did the years go? I remember...
That's 14 years ago, isn't it?
I know. I remember your first day coming over when we were in the older building. But tell us a little bit about your memories with Near FM. As you know, we're celebrating 25 years. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of people come and go through the doors here on Near FM. But tell us your own memories of Near FM.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, Debbie, I'd like to congratulate Near FM on reaching this great milestone. And, of course, I want to equally say congratulations to Mr. Near FM himself, Jack Bourne. I presume Jack will maybe listen in. Hopefully he is. And of course all the people that were, sort of all the staff, past and present, who helped to bring us sort of where Near FM is today. So, to answer your question, I started, I think, in March 2002. And you mentioned there the old studio. Yeah. I remember going in there and the first person I met was, do you remember Mick Fitzgerald and Zandra Ball? Do you remember Zandra?
Yeah, Zandra. Zandra just retired away just a little while ago, just a few months ago actually. She came back and she was doing a voluntary and she's just took a break just before the COVID.
That was my first memory. And I remember going into the previous week, I had just spoken to Ciarán because I had absolutely no experience whatsoever in radio, and I didn't really, I won't say I didn't have an interest in it, but like I had an interest in it, obviously listening to it. But I just got a phone call from Fossa. I just completed an Irish language course I was doing, and they said, "Look, would you be interested in joining this station to help promote the language?" And that's how the whole thing started.
Mm.
So I remember speaking to Ciarán Murray at the time, and like that was about a week before I started, and kind of the rest is history. But going back to that first day, I met Mick and Zandra, and I remember sort of going in and saying, "God, kind of in at the deep end here now." I know a little bit.
It's a little bit overwhelming, isn't it? The first day, you kind of whoa.
A little bit, yeah. When you're not used to something like that, I mean, radio was completely not on my radar at all. Mm. But I settled in. Like what I liked about it, Debbie, was you were kind of given sort of carte blanche, I suppose. Like there was no, formal training or that. You started around with the seat of your pants, which I'm kind of good at doing, I suppose, over the years. You pick up a challenge and say, "Right, well, I'll run with the baton at this one." But so that was it. I sort of found my way around. Like as I said, there was nobody sort of saying you have to do this and you have to do that and this is what you do, etc. So I found my way around, and I remember. The main reason I started was to sort of bring Irish along into the station because it was quite at a low. Well, it wasn't at a low ebb as such, but I think we used to have a couple of programmes a week at the time. Do you remember Cool Coint?
I do, yeah.
That
was your programme, wasn't it?
Well, that's what I did, but it was there before I arrived at the station. And it became my baby, if you like.
Hmm.
I say about a week or two after I joined the station first, do you remember Niamh Coffey and Helen Brophy?
Yeah, I remember poor
Niamh. Remember poor old Niamh
who passed away
very, very unfortunately, about 10 years ago. I remember actually, in fact, just going back to Niamh for a second, I remember I was in hospital just coming after the cancer operation there, and it was your good self who phoned me. Tell me about Niamh.
Me, was it?
Yeah.
I've done so many interviews with Jack himself as well over the past couple of months about the anniversary and the 25 years. And we look back on a lot of people who we've lost, so many gorgeous people who have been involved with Near FM. And it just kind of think, it's hard, isn't it? Sometimes you get so kind of close to people and... I know it happens everywhere. It's not just, because we're near FM. There's so many people involved here. I think that's why, with volunteers and people working, so many people pass through the doors. But it is hard when we lose somebody that's so young as well. Like Niamh was so young.
Niamh was only, she was only about 30, 31. And I remember she left a 9-year-old baby, a 9-month-old baby.
Yeah.
She's only after having the baby about 9 months. So yeah, she was a lovely girl. But anyway, she really was a lovely person, and herself and Helen. So they were doing Cool Kind at the time. And I remember the first time I met them was about 2 weeks. So I was just about 2 weeks into my stint at the station. And I remember they came in to the show and they said, look, come in and listen in and see what it's all about.
Mm.
So within about, I suppose, a month or so after that, sure, I came in again with them and I said a few words and we did a few bits and bobs. And the next thing, I became part and parcel of that show. They used to actually, I don't know if you remember or not, they used to call it Brendan's Corner, Cooney Brown. Right? I'd have all the little bits of snippets out of the paper and we'd be sort of reading bits out of that Asquelga, you know, and we'd be slagging people off and that sort of thing. It was really, you know, great fun. I really enjoyed that programme. It was fantastic.
And how many years really did you do that fun. For, Brendan?
Most of my time in Near FM I spent doing the Irish programme. It became, when we moved into the new studios, we changed the name of Cool Kind. Now, Niamh and Helen had moved on then because I was kind of, when they moved on about a year or so after I was there, I kind of took the show off myself. And then I worked with several people. There was Alan Quinn, I remember. He was one of the lads that worked with me on the programme as well. But it became Erwin and Wicca then, from Cool Kind and Erwin and Wicca, which was on the Pig's Back.
Yeah.
And it was the same kind of form where we played a bit of music, a bit of sad stuff and a bit of this, and we'd have, you know, we'd be talking about sport and politics and whatever was happening on the day, like the topics of the day. We just you know, we'd go through with Oscar, you know. So, and then we do the interviews as well, obviously. Now, that said, it was difficult enough, Debbie, to get people to do interviews live because, like, the Irish language in Dublin is not, you know, at the time. It's a lot better now, believe it or not, but it wasn't great. And it was difficult enough to get guests and that sort of thing. But we did it. We managed it and we got them. And, you know, most guests we have, a bit of crackling, because that's really what it was all about. But, you know, we
and, Brendan, it's still going strong today. Still going out every day in Winnemucca.
It's fantastic, yeah. And now, I don't know how many days a week are you doing it now?
Monday to Friday.
Still going out live. Yeah, and how many presenters have you got? Five?
I'm not sure about presenters. I don't know whether a lot of it probably could be pre-recorded, but I'm not sure. Kieran did mention to say, if ever you want to come back, you're more than welcome.
Big fortune, you're all going, Meg.
Yeah,
never say never, because, you know what, believe it or not, Debbie, I kind of miss it, you know, because it's one thing that when you're not doing something like that and you're not speaking the language and you're not speaking on a, you know, not even on a daily basis, on a half regular basis, even, like, you tend to lose it.
Yeah.
It's like everything else. You lose, if you're out training, you stop training, you lose your fitness, et cetera, et cetera.
And tell us,
so,
Brendan, I know I'm cutting in you a lot there, but the reason you did kind of leave was because you moved to Connemara and you were too far away. So when you did the Irish programme here, did you chance your arm at anything else or did you just stick with that?
Well, I didn't, when you say chance. Do you remember Mary? She used to do the arts programme.
No, I can't say I do. I should do, but...
She was a friend of Gerald's, Geraldine Wynne's.
Mary.
Mary,
I do. Mary Payton.
Mary Payton.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of Mary. Yeah, Mary Payton.
I remember Mary.
But Mary
well.
Was doing the arts programme. Do you remember at the time I was doing the Irish language programme? And I remember it was around 7 o'clock in the evening when Mary would go out live. And, do you remember the girl that was doing the programme with her? I can't remember her name now at the moment. She was some plantar. But anyway, look, I was in the recording studio doing something. This is in the old building now. Mm. And I came out of it after doing whatever I was doing. I wasn't on it, just recording something, I said. And Mary ran out of the studio and the panic, Brandon, I said, don't go. She said, will you do something for me? Do me a favour. I said, well, if I can, I will. And she said, will you stand in for the arts programme? I said, oh, Jesus, the arts programme tonight? She said, yeah, whoever, the girl, I can't remember her name, she wasn't there. She phoned in sick or something like that at the last minute. So anyway, I just said to Mary, well, Jesus, you had nothing prepared. And, you know, who's on first? And luckily enough, it happened to be John Sheen was the guest that night of the Dubliners.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Yeah. I'll always remember. And I kind of knew John anyway from Reno and that sort of thing. And I said, okay, that's fine. I don't need any... I'd be able to chat away to John. So it turned out it was great. I just sat in the chair and put on the headphones, blah, 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 and Mary introduced, Brenda's going to say hello to John, blah, blah, or Brenda's going to do an interview with John Sheehan, blah, blah, blah. So that was it. Had a great chat with John, and the rest is history. They kept me on that as well.
So what stands out in your memories, Brendan, and all the years and all the nights out we've had and all the guests we had in the interview? Is there any particular memory that stands out?
The nights we had out in there, so there's a very sociable element in the station at the time as well. And that's, by the way, thanks to your good self. You're great at organising bits and bobs and all the monthly sessions we used to have in the various hostelries around the locality. But there was lots of things stood out between the two show programmes, the Emerald and Wicca and the arts programme. But probably the thing that stood out most of all was when I left the station, I came back and did a few shows. When I came back to Dublin 4 years later, it was around 13 maybe. I came back and did a few shows for the arts programme. And I think I did one or two Irish programmes as well. But I remember this particular evening, I got this guy. His name was, what's this now? Let me try to think of his name. He was from, I think, the Czech Republic, and he was a musician. And I heard this guy playing in Graf. He was busking in Grafton Street, and I went over to him. I just went over to him and said, "Look, geez, that's fantastic stuff you're playing there. Would you like to maybe do a radio program of that?" I said, "You need to be promoted a bit." So anyway, he said he'd love to do it. So I remember, probably about a month or so after that, we exchanged cell phone number and that sort of thing. So look, I rang him about a month or so later and said, "Look, would you like to do this program? I'm doing this particular show, the arts program, blah blah blah, on this particular night. Would you like to come?" And he said, "Can I bring an orchestra with me?" And I said, "Yeah." Well, I said, "The many's in the yard." It was about 14. I said, 14 would be too much, right? You know the big recording studio we have in the station at the minute, the middle studio. So he said, I could bring six or seven. I said, "That'd be great." Well, he brought them out, and we all played. Well, I didn't play. They played. Obviously, the orchestra played in the big studio, and I'll never forget it because I was in it. I was doing the interview with him, sort of between the pieces he was playing with the orchestra, and it was just so vibrant. The whole place was just unbelievable. That kind of really sticks out in my mind. That guy went on to be very famous. Then his name is Yablokov. I just can't think of his first name. Victor Yablokov or something like that was it. But Yablokov, anyway, you'll find him anyway. He played in National Concert Hall and all that sort of thing, and I think he played a lot around Europe now as well. So that was one of my abiding, outstanding memories.
God.
And as I said, I kind of come back at that stage too. I wasn't really involved in the station full time at that stage. Just come back and came back and did a few shows. So yeah, but there was lots of other stuff we used to have great band. Do you remember George Best's funeral?
Yeah.
The chap that sang at that, he was one of our guests. I can't remember his name. It must be old age, but he was a guest of our UGS program as well, and he was a fantastic guy. I remember he sent us loads of stuff, sent us loads of CDs, and he wrote us a lovely letter and thanking us for having him on. So yeah, that was another kind of an evening that was excellent. And then we had quite a number of people on the Irish language programme as well, which probably a lot of people wouldn't know their names, that sort of, but we had quite a few well-known names within the language and, doing Irish programmes, maybe Irish artists and actors and that sort of stuff. We had a lot of them on as well over the years, but they wouldn't have been as well. For me, it was great to have them because I would have obviously known them, and not personally, but would have known of them, so it was nice to get them as well. So, yeah, there was lots of good stuff. You know, the thing that stands out most of all was all the programs we did. They're all fun.
Yeah.
They're all fun. We always tried to keep it as light as possible. We didn't sort of try to keep it serious. That's really what I felt that we were kind of doing at the time. To sort of, to keep it light.
Yeah. And there are some good memories have been had here in RFM. Some good friendships. I mean, were formed as well and still going strong, like, after years. You remember Pat Lynch, I would still be friends yes. with him. And, you know, there were a lot of people, I said, lost a lot of good people as well, Jerwin and Dermot Brangan and all, a lot of the old crew.
Ray Kennedy, poor old Ray.
Ray Kennedy,
the last
yeah.
time Ray was one of the Christmas parties he had not that long ago, because I had him based in the, you remember the, sure, I was at a few of them even long years after I left the station mm. and sort of came back to Dublin and that sort of thing. And yeah, I remember Ray Kennedy, the last time I spoke to Ray was at one of the Christmas parties, and shortly after that, poor old Ray died.
Yeah. I know, we have, as I said, we've lost a lot of good people, but we have memories of them, which is great as well. We have some great memories. Just found a few of the old photos of the Christmas parties there a while ago, and we all look so young compared to now. But I suppose it goes by so quick, just at the time, and, you know, that's life, isn't it? And how are you getting on anyway? Are you still in Connemara?
No. I've left Connemara, Daddy. I'm up and, geez, I left Connemara. Well, I left Connemara in about 2000. I stayed there for just about 4 years. Now, I was working for Radio and the Great Talk down there. You do know that, didn't you?
I didn't know. Oh, very good.
No, I wasn't on air. I was doing, they were doing an archive project. And mm-hmm. That was the reason I won't say they chose me, but like the offer came on board, and I said, "Look, I'm going to be gone down there." And they said, "Look, well, you've had experience of radio, so would you be interested in the job?" So I said, "For sure, look, sure." I was going down there, and I didn't have a job as such, so that was great to get that. So I had a 2-year contract with them, so that ended in 2008. But that was another great experience as well. From that, I did a couple of programmes on TG Cahir, you know, the Irish language station.
Yeah.
The television station. But now, I didn't like television at all, Debbie, to be honest with you, because I found it very, the lights were so bright and the heat in the studio, just you know, I'd be better on radio than I would be on TV. I did two sports programmes on it, and I didn't feel happy about doing it. So I kind of, you know, I didn't continue on doing it, obviously, after that.
And what are you doing yourself today now?
Well, I'm retired now. These days I'm retired. I'm living in Black Rock now in County Louth. I'm up here 4 years this month.
Oh, very good.
I only sold my house in Connemara. I had the house down there for quite a number of years, and it was for sale for about 4 years, and I didn't sell it. So a couple from Germany bought my house in Connemara, and I've become sort of fairly friendly with them. And I moved up. From Connemara, I came to Dublin first of all, and then I stayed in Dublin. Then I was living with my last girlfriend, I was with him for about 4 years, 5 years maybe. And then I moved on to Edgetown, County Meath, and then I moved from there to Ballycollin, County Cavan, and then I moved from there to where I am now in Black Rock. And
you're a bit of a traveller there, wanderer around, aren't you? Wander from here to there.
An old traveller in me is right there.
Yeah. You may as well.
I think my name should be McDonough or Joyce.
Well, Brendan, as you said, Kieran said, there's always a place if you ever want to get back in and do a bit of Irish, you know, you're more than welcome. But we're going to have to finish up now because...
That's lovely.
I have to move on. But
that's great, Debbie. You're listening. It was an absolutely great talking to you.
And that's great talking to you.
Just say hello to all the gang. I mean, I don't think, before we wrap it up, I don't think if I walked into near them, apart from yourself and Kieran and maybe Alan and Gavin, are they all still there?
They're still there, and Sally and Gay. Ah, there's a few, George. Yeah, there's a good few of us still here.
Okay, you're still there as well.
Yeah, they're all still here.
Well, look, will you say from me a big hello to the mom?
I will.
No doubt they're probably listening in, hopefully they are. So say a big hello to everybody out there and wish them all a very happy Christmas. And once again, congratulations on reaching the milestone. Uh-huh. And hopefully, maybe in the new year we get together. I'm sure
hopefully.
You never know. I might do an old program or two or three or four. You never know.
Sure do. Okay, Brendan, listen, thanks a million for talking to us this
Enjoy
morning.
Enjoy the chat, Debbie. Thanks
I
very
did
much
too.
Indeed.
Okay.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Mind yourself. Bye. Bye-bye. And there you go. That is Lifeline for today. A big thank you there to Brendan, who spoke about his memories with Near FM. Great to talk to him. Also, a big thank you to my guest, Valerie, who spoke to me this morning, Valerie Brennan, about the epilepsy drug Epilim. And if you want to find out any more about this, or if you want to ask any questions, you can go on to their site, anticonvulsant syndrome. OACS Ireland, and you'll get all the questions there. In the meantime, stay tuned. Coming up is Northside Today, and Lifeline will be back tomorrow morning from 9:30 till 11 o'clock with Carl.